Okay, ready? You're listening to Radio Rookies, an hour of stories made by teenagers! And cut that out. I'm rookie reporter Samara Rakitea, and this hour we're talking about survival. Stop that kid right there in the black shirt. I'm in a park in Brooklyn, and I'm going to interview kids about how they survive teasing.
If someone teases us, we just tease them back. If they're wearing something that I don't like, I'll say, ew, that looks ugly on you, I don't like it. He'll be like, oh my god, you have another pimple, like stuff like that.
What do you say about her?
I say that she makes stupid faces.
And what do you say back to her? Do you make fun of her hair?
No.
What's the matter?
I never heard that before.
When I was little, I was the chubby, adorable kid at home. But at school, they called me Barney, the big fat dinosaur.
I love you. You love me.
So my only choice was to wear a fuzzy purple suit and get the kids to sing. Hell no. The trick was to strike back with meaner jokes before they could make me feel bad. I annihilated them and their whole family. What do you guys think you should do if somebody says, like, hey, ugly, fat, or something like that?
I'm just be like, your mom, and then I'd walk away.
That's what I said I'll do, right?
Your mom.
When I was little, I didn't say, excuse me, when you just called me fat ass, that hurt my feelings.
How did it feel being a fat ass in high school?
Stay out of the sun, homeboy.
Stay out of McDonald's, fat
ass. McDonald's? Where'd you get this kid from, the zoo? Listen, yeah. Go get a banana somewhere, okay, homeboy?
Not every kid is an automatic attack dog like me or those kids in the park. Some people choose to take the high road. And just ignore.
So, what's your name?
Anna.
Anna grew up in my neighborhood. I've known her since she was a baby.
Okay, how old are you?
8.
So, what do you think about teasing?
Well, a lot of kids tease me about my body, like how they think I'm fat.
Did you tell them their mother looks fat?
No.
Why?
I just felt like it would be rude and kind of mean.
How about if you just punched them in the face?
I never punch anybody in the face, but I like ignoring them, though.
Does it work?
Yeah.
Do you have any friends at school?
I'm not so sure.
So, do you think you'll ever make fun of somebody back?
No. One time somebody teases them, they'll feel how I feel.
But who do you think is going to be that person that teases them? Shouldn't it be the person that they're teasing, you?
Well, I'm not sure. That's kind of a hard question.
I don't think you should punch the person.
No.
But you should probably say a joke back. Maybe not. Okay, thank you so much, sweetie.
You're welcome.
What a beautiful world Anna's living in. Back in my middle school, sometimes knocking out your enemy with quick insults was the only way to survive a school day. But now that I'm in college, I think it's time to find a new strategy. I realized that last year when I was on a trip with some friends. It was somebody's idea to start a Yo Mama thing. I warned them. I've spent my whole life preparing for games like this. And they're like, okay, let's see what you got, fat ass. Next thing you know, I started making fun of one of my friends. And I couldn't stop myself. I needed to keep everyone laughing at her so they wouldn't laugh at me. I have a strong image of my friend's face that day. It was like she was looking at a monster. But it was me.
That was radio rookie Rocky Samartea. Actually, he's far from a rookie now. He's done a ton of stories for WNYC and elsewhere. Rocky stories have even made their way into New York City schools. Teachers use them to get their students to think harder about themselves and the world. If you happen to be interested in our lesson plans, email us and we'll send them to you. Radio Rookies at WNYC.org.